By the time you hear this podcast, I should have given the TED Talk of a lifetime. I'm so nervous. I'm so scared to do it. But I have been practicing, preparing for this TED Talk probably my whole life. And I'm not even sure I'm allowed to call it a TED Talk. It's really a TEDx Talk, which I sometimes wonder what the difference is, but there is a difference. I guess some people think the TEDx one is not as serious as the TED one, but I'm not feeling that way. I'm feeling like it's very serious. And I'm going to talk about give without take and why I think it's so important. And I'm also celebrating this week. And these podcasts shouldn't be about me, but I'm going to tell you what's going on, and I hope that it will get perhaps teach you something. But I just got over 1 million views on one of my YouTube videos. I basically wanted to do a masterclass quality, high quality video about how to start a business and everything I know about it in the last 30 years that I've picked up about how to do it, how to raise money, how to build a brand, all of it. And as I'm actually looking at the screen now, it's 1.1865 million views. In my mind, that's over 1 million people that have been helped that wouldn't have otherwise been helped. I love this content concept where you can make something that helps millions. And in reality, the whole video editing timing probably cost me around £10,000 to make. And yes, I could have put it on a platform and sold it as a course. I would have made a lot of money from it. But if you want to feel happy for an hour, go read the comments on that video. I mean, even better is go and watch the video. But, you know, I don't want this podcast to be about selling you to go watch my YouTube video. That's not what I'm here to do. I'm not here to push you to go watch a piece of my content. But I think I honestly think the content is good, but the comments really kind of have taken my happiness to a whole new level, in the sense that I feel like I'm really making an impact. And I think the translation I have for this is, the thing I want to share with you guys is that, you know, we all know it. We know it. We know helping someone makes us feel good. We know it. So why don't we do it more often? And just as interestingly, why don't we accept help or ask for help enough? Why are we doing it all on our own? Especially entrepreneurs, I feel like we're all trying to do it on our own. And I don't know why. And I think it's partly because maybe what made us become an entrepreneur in the first place was, you know, relying on someone else who let us down. Maybe it's an employer or, you know, an income stream. Well, we're relying on other people. We asked for a job. We got a job. We asked for a salary. We got a salary. We asked for an increase in salary. And sometimes we get it and sometimes we don't. But at some point, you just stop asking and start having to fight for it, right? And not asking anymore. You're hunting. You go for it. You eat what you kill. But I think something's getting lost in all of that. And I say, I'm going to talk about that in my TED Talk. I'm going to upload this now. So it might be you're at the TED Talk. I'd love to hear from you if you are. I think on this podcast platform, you can now leave comments and questions. I'm going to start answering them. So if you have any questions about business, I'm happy to answer them. But I'll just highlight one important thing. I've spent 4 years now trying my very best to figure out how to help people and help people in any way I can. If it's a doorbell where you can press it and pitch your dream and get it uploaded, or it's getting help through helpbank.com, or it's the content that I've been producing. And one of the things that I think is so important for the future, and maybe this is the one takeaway from this podcast that I'd love you to have, which is, no one can do it on their own. It's impossible. There's no such thing as a self-made millionaire. It just doesn't exist. Anyone that says self-made in their bio has missed the whole point. You definitely got help. It's impossible to get somewhere without help. You can't do it on your own. The one thing I think that's going to separate the new businesses from the old businesses is community. If you have a community behind you, if a community supporting you, you can't lose, because at the very least you brought people together. On Saturday, we helped someone make a movie. So our YouTube video will be about us helping someone make a movie. And, you know, whether the video does well or not, or whether it actually allows us to fully launch this entrepreneur's dream of making a movie, it was 26 people from the community here helping each other. And I just don't think you can put a price on it. We were all together working on Saturday, led by Dudley and my team, just making it happen for each other, there for each other. And within the dream we were trying to make happen, people were living their dream by acting. Some people dreamt of acting, so they were there acting. Some people dreamt of being in the movie creation business, so they were runners and filming and editing. It's just community. That's what we all need going forward. That's the thing we're missing in this new transactional world. And I want us all to have a sense of community. And, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, I want to build a house that you can come to. You know, like this, that's what I'm doing with Help Bank. That's what I'm doing with my Discord channel. That's what I'm doing with my Telegram channel. It's really just a place that you can come and say, hey, how are you doing? Or, hey, I've got a question. Or, hey, I need some help. So if you do need help, And I think the strongest people ask for help. Reach out through any of the channels that I've set up. And I hope to see you at the TED Talk, where I'm either going to fall flat on my face or it's going to be a useful TED Talk. Either way, I'm going to lean in, take the risk, and I'll see you on the other side.